And welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Along East I-90 near New Underwood, there's a billboard that's not an advertisement for Wall Drug or any attraction in the Black Hills. Instead, it's simply a giant-sized black and white panoramic photograph of a herd of cattle. The billboard is part of Jean Lawton's My Ranching Life project. As a native Iowan, she decided to leave 16 years of New York City life behind her and move to the remote Badlands town of Interior. And over the past decade, she's evolved from being a spectator and observer to becoming an active rancher. She takes photographs from horseback, and some of her photos were recently featured in the New York Times and Parade magazine. And she joins us on the line. And Jean, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Oh, thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's the weather like around Interior today? How are things in the wake of the blizzard from a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I feel a little strange talking about art after everything that happened. But around us, you know, there's some people here and there, and some people we work with got hit pretty hard, but we did okay, just lost two calves. And, you know, it's really wet again today, a little bit of, you know, combination snow and rain. So hopefully the cows will just bounce back and, you know, regain some strength. But I feel extremely fortunate. But, boy, there's a lot of, yeah, it's devastating. Obviously, everybody knows that. But we're doing okay.
So when this hit and last week, you're out and about helping everyone out?
Well, we just, around our neighborhood, everybody did pretty good with we neighbor with like 10 different ranchers around us, and except for a couple younger guys who are kind of getting started. They lost a pretty good number of cattle. You know, when it was done, it was kind of done. And then we just helped the neighbors a lot of fall work, but I think our neighborhood's pretty fortunate as far as the losses go. But I have some friends around Interior and other places that, you know, didn't do so well, obviously. So yeah, everybody tries to help each other when they can. That's for sure.
And what's the mood among ranchers out in western South Dakota?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like after that storm, you could just sort of feel it in the air. Everybody's, you know, I think a little apprehensive, but it's a tough, resilient crowd of people moving forward. As far as like the people I rode with, that worked cattle with a couple days ago, there's only one or two guys in there that were hit pretty bad. I've heard some good stories too, but I know there's a lot of bad. But it's just, you know, everybody's sort of moving forward. I don't feel like I'm in the vortex of, you know, surrounded by people who lost hundreds of cattle. And it feels, you know, it's had surreal at times, but I think everybody's a little, you know, on edge, but moving forward. And that's just speaking, you know, from someone who hasn't lost, you know, 200 head of cattle. So I don't know how those people are feeling, but I can only imagine.
Well, for you, you moved out to Interior 10 years ago. Was that, was your goal to document ranching life in western South Dakota?
You know, I started thinking I would kind of come here sort of part-time and maybe kind of pass through for a while and then kind of continue my freelance work out west. I was doing casting as a casting director, and I kind of started to think I would just document the area, maybe as sort of the old-time ranchers to start, do some portraits, maybe the town of Interior, the Badlands. I didn't really have a plan to, you know, it all kind of changed as it progressed, and as soon as I started working on a ranch, and it all kind of changed, and then it became specifically focused on ranching, shooting from horseback, and documenting the people I work with, which, you know, allows me to ride on like 10 different ranches because of the neighboring system. So that's when the project became more focused. It was probably, you know, into late 04, beginning 05.
Now, what were you doing in New York City? You mentioned casting?
Yeah, I was a freelance casting director, and I did some production. So a lot of print advertising, casting models and actors and real people. You know, it's a totally different kind of thing, but I think it also tied in well with my photography as far as going on the road and documenting people and, you know, being able to, you know, spot people for casting that worked for the job. And it was interesting. Totally different life.
It sounds like you didn't expect to become so involved with ranching when you came out here.
No, too. Looking back on it, I mean, I wish I could go back to that naive person at the beginning. I try to put myself back in that place, but no, it just kind of happened, I think, through my photography. There's always been these great little serendipitous events, And I happened to photograph some people, which led to photographing another people, which led to being invited to ride and move cattle, which led to helping out, which led to a business, which led to ranching. So it was kind of a progression of events. I had no plan for that when I moved here. So there you go. Such is life.
So how did that change or have an impact on your photography from being someone who more or less an outsider looking into someone who's now taking photographs of a life that is your life, essentially?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I changed from... There's a positive and negative side that sometimes when you get so embedded, you can't see as much, but also it has its extremely positive side. I'd never get the photos I took if I wasn't participating. But I went from sort of taking portraits of people who I didn't really know, kind of one-shot deal, behind scenes at rodeos all over the West. Kind of, you know, there was no story. It was just sort of like this image of, like, the myth of the West, et cetera. And then when I started photographing on the ranch, you know, it came a little more straightforward for me, a little more documentary style without the backdrops. But it was like real life, but it felt like I was photographing another time. And to be invited by my ranching partner, Lyle O'Brien, to come and work on his place and then as an old-time cowboy, which gave me, you know, the introduction to the whole neighborhood and allowed me to ride and be a part of it. And, you know, as the years progressed, you know, my photography sometimes takes the back seat compared to when it did, like in 05 and 06, 07, et cetera, because the more work I do, it's just, you know, multitasking. It's like sometimes it's safe, sometimes not, but I just, it definitely makes a difference. And I guess if I would have just photographed once a year or a couple times and came back, I would assume my perspective would be totally different. So as the project progresses, you know, it kind of ties into my story with it and writing and all the people I work with. So it kind of is a work in progress still, even after all this time.
What was it hard learning how to be a rancher, to be out there helping and to be on the back of a horse?
Yeah, I guess, you know, when I first started, like I said, I was just so, you know, I have to say ignorance is bliss. And it's just, you know, I didn't think about much. It was so new and exciting and fun. And it still is a lot of times. But, you know, then you have a couple things happen here and there, horse wreck or two and things, and you kind of wake up to the reality of it all. And I guess, you know, I could say it was hard at times. When I think about it, I can heavily romanticize it. I guess at times, you know, it's challenging. It takes time to learn all the tiny little nuances, but I have a lot of, you know, my friend who I work with has been doing it for, you know, 50 plus years or 60, I guess, plus years. And then other guys I work with, you know, help me out as I went along. And, yeah, I guess it was challenging, but I guess I was so immersed in it that I just, you know, I felt really lucky to be able to be a part of it. But, you know, it does get scary at times. I'm no pro, like, you know, guys have been doing it since they were two or anything.
Yeah, from your upbringing in Iowa, did that prepare you for this life in western South Dakota in any way?
You know, I spent time on my grandma's farm. She's still on the farm in her mid-90s, but it was like playtime. I have to say my grandpa was already gone before I was born, so it was like the place was leased out. It was a working farm, but someone else was working the land, so it was a lot of just riding horses for fun. I was never, you know, like working to like on any horseman skills. It was just fun, and so I didn't, that was sort of, I don't know if that would apply at all. Not really. It's like a lot more reality out here. So that would be my tiny bit of experience just with that. That does not apply to real ranch life, but I sat on a horse before, so that was good, right?
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm talking with photographer and rancher Jean Lawton. She has her My Ranching Life project, and part of that project is a billboard that's along East I-90 near New Underwood. And that photograph is that you're at the back of a herd of cattle. So we were looking at the cattle as they're moving forward.
Yeah, I was, like, riding drag, which is a good spot for a beginner, I guess. Back, I think that was towards the beginning of photographing with that camera, and that was down at the Brunch Ranch near North South Dakota when Jack Brunch was running it. Jack passed away suddenly last year at age 60, so his family's taken over running the ranch. But that was the day when we were, you know, penning the cattle to ship, so Yeah, it's a good spot for a beginner back then, in the back. good spot to get a photo.
And when did this idea of taking one of your photos and putting it on a billboard, where did that come from?
You know, I think I've always kind of thought about, not always, but for several years, I've seen, you know, some photographers way back in New York, like even back in the 90s, like Felix Gonzalez Torres, and then the Highline billboard in New York kind of made me think about it again. But I always had this idea of like maybe putting a billboard on an old abandoned drive-in movie theater screen, because a lot of them, like in Wyoming when I would travel west, or maybe projecting something on there. And I guess finally I just, it just kept popping into my head, and I thought it's just about time to do it. It was in there. I had to do it. Yeah. So it kind of feels like a, you know, a little movie screen out there on the prairie a little bit.
So a little bit of your movie background is inspiring this?
Well, I think it's just an obsession with movies and old cinema, and the play between like the rear screen projections and movies, the fake background and the real, and the play on like, you know, the real, a photograph of real ranching life within the environment. It's a, you know, kind of added a little conceptual twist to the project, and I thought it was just a good way to maybe celebrate and the ranching life in the state too. I think people that don't live here, maybe they don't realize that they're, you know, the real thing still goes on. You know, not just here in South Dakota, but other places where people cowboy the old way and do it. So I just thought it'd be a nice positive celebration. And, you know, thanks to the South Dakota Arts Council, I was able to fund it partially through the project grant. So that was great.
Well, that concept that you're talking about is interesting, in that here is this photograph in the actual environment which it was taken. I also should mention that it's panoramic. It's black and white. So you have this black and white image, like the old backdrops that you were talking about in Hollywood movies. But then you see the blue sky or the grassland around it. So that makes an interesting contrast as well.
Yeah, thanks. I love that idea of just the play on the real versus the fantasy, even though the photograph is real, and the all the inspiration from the old movies. I photographed my ranching partner in front of it the other day, like him in color, the thing in the back, black and white, the billboard in black and white, and the blue sky around it. And it reminded me a lot of sort of plays on movies, like, oh, even like Woody Allen's Purple Rose of Cairo, where the actor jumps out of the movie screen into reality. And there's just a lot of fun ways to play off of that. I thought it was a nice way to expand the project, you know, along with the documentary stories of everybody who actually, you know, people who are in the photographs too. So yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it.
What has been the response from people who've seen the billboard? I imagine that a lot of them are wondering what it is that the billboard is selling.
Yeah, and it seems like I'm promoting it a lot online, and you know, through the articles, the New York Times and Parade and some other websites, and people who haven't seen it in person yet, I'm getting a really positive response. People who've seen it in person, I get a great response too. But I think unless someone goes out of their way to like Google it and send me an email, I kind of wonder. You know what I mean? I didn't really want to put any text on the billboard at first, but then I decided, well, no one's going to be able to read about the people I work with or any of those cowboys if I don't have something they can at least Google. So, yeah, it's been everything I've heard, so it's been really positive. But, of course, you know, you just never know who sees it and if they're going to wonder what it is or look it up. So it's kind of interesting.
And how long will the billboard be up?
July of next summer. But I've had some people suggest that maybe I do some crowdsourcing and try to maybe, you know, put together a project to extend it another year. So I'm kind of just thinking on that idea. It might be nice to keep it up and you know, change the photo every few months. But that's sort of an idea in the works. For now, it's July of 2014.
And for the other work that you've taken in the My Ranching Life project, have you had an opportunity to showcase some of that work in exhibitions?
Yeah, I had a great exhibition at the Doll in Rapid City, and I've had an exhibition in Jackson Hole, and I've had some pieces in other exhibitions. I'll be a part of a show in Japan, I guess, in January, but I think it's only one piece, and some other online things too. But I guess I focus on the billboard now, but I will continue to do, you know, traditional exhibitions too, because they really tell the whole story. But this is sort of a offshoot of it. But yeah, I continue to add to that, and will continue to exhibit.
as you become more and more involved with ranching, does that make the balance difficult of work and then also taking the photographs while you're working?
Yeah, it's challenging too. Sometimes it's like I say, sometimes when you're in the middle of things, it's hard to see. And also, I can't always carry that big camera as much as I used to. I still do, but it's like, you know, that's just the reality to it. You have to be on it. You can't miss something. If a cow is going to run at top speed and you know what I mean? You miss it, yeah. And then you're kind of, I think it's become where it's, I kind of either have to choose one or the other, maybe pick a day to just take photographs. I carry a little 35mm camera in my pocket when I'm just out, like during calving season by myself, and I have a lot of daily diary stuff, too, that it will be in addition to an exhibition. But, yeah, it's challenging to, you know, it's always on my mind. I'm always documenting something, whether it's the ultimate format or not. But it's ranching work sure is tad time-consuming. It's just a little bit, yeah. You know. So, yeah, it's just a matter of, you know, how many things you can do at once and stay safe, I guess, too. So.
All right. Well, Gina, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And thanks to the South Dakota Arts Council for being involved in my project.
Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
That's Gene Lawton. She's a rancher and photographer working in interior in the Badlands. Her My Ranching Life billboard is along East I-90 near New Underwood. For more, you can visit her website at myranchinglife.blogspot.com or at genelawton.com. And that's just about it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting.